Hi, I'm Helen Billings with the Epoch Times, one of America's largest independent newspapers. Dark chocolate is a classic treat, but did you know it might actually help with aging? Stay tuned to find out why as we look at some new research in today's report. But first, show your support for independent journalism by following this podcast. Okay, so today we're talking about a new study coming out of King's College London. The main finding is that one of the ingredients in dark chocolate was actually linked to slower aging. It's called theobromine. You can also find it in things like tea and coffee. Anyways, more theobromine was linked to slower biological aging, which is like the aging that happens in your cells. I'll let the research explain. Quote, our study finds links between a key component of dark chocolate and staying younger for longer, end quote. Sounds great, but it's not quite that simple. Unfortunately, you can't just eat a bunch of dark chocolate and expect to live longer. That's because dark chocolate bars also tend to have sugar and fat, and actually, even too much theobromine can be bad for you. Yes, it might help with aging, but too much theobromine can give you headaches and digestive issues, and even make you sweat. Don't worry, though, because according to Professor James H. Swain, you need to eat between 50 to 100 grams of cocoa powder to feel these side effects. That'd be about, like, 1 to 3 whole bars of chocolate. Professor Swain runs a nutrition program at Case Western Reserve University. He was telling us that theobromine is chemically similar to caffeine, which is why you might experience those side effects. Or it might just be that a lot of stuff that has theobromine also literally does have a lot of caffeine. We're talking green tea, black tea, coffee, and yerba mate, which ironically all go well with dark chocolate. These findings are very new, and researchers are still interested in learning more. So in just a second, we'll break down a little more of the science and explain what it means for future research. By the way, here at the Epoch Times, my colleagues and I publish health stories like these every day. So if you like our work, consider becoming a subscriber to our newspaper. Go to theepochtimes.com, that's theepochtimes.com, and hit the blue subscribe button at the top right, or check the link in the notes. Okay, so we're going to get a little technical for a second. The researchers who ran the study looked at blood samples for about 1,700 European adults. And that's when they noticed that people with more theobromine had younger biological ages, based on certain indicators in the DNA. More specifically, eating dark chocolate was linked to longer telomeres, which are a certain part of your chromosomes that get shorter as you age. So longer telomeres means less signs of aging. In this study, they found that the anti-aging effect was specific to theobromine. The other ingredients in cocoa and coffee didn't do the same. And if that's the case, then researchers are interested to find out if other plant compounds, which are called alkaloids, may have similar effects. They also need to see if it's just theobromine by itself that might slow down aging, or if certain antioxidants called polyphenols, which are also in dark chocolate, are working behind the scenes. So all that really leaves a lot to be explored. Can other alkaloids help with aging? And are other compounds working with the theobromine? To quote the study, this research can help us understand how everyday foods may hold clues to healthier, longer lives, end quote. So the next time someone is worried about aging, tell them to put down all the skincare and pick up a bar of chocolate. Personally, dark chocolate is one of my favorite treats. The darker the better, and I try to mostly eat it when it's sweetened with healthier sweeteners like honey. Thanks for listening to our report. We hope you find it interesting. If you'd like to read it in detail, the link is in the notes. This is Helen Billings with the Epoch Times, wishing you some sweetness in your day, and I'll see you next time.